It's time for Fibber, McGee, and Molly. Mondays through Thursdays, NBC brings you Fibber, McGee, and Molly transcribed. The show is written by Phil Leslie and Len Levinson and directed by Max Hutto. Before we start our story tonight, let's look in briefly on the McGees.
Traveling, gardening, painting pictures, hobby shop.
What are you doing, McGee?
I'm making a list of things folks like to do when they retire.
Well, add sitting to that list, will you? That's what you like to do. Anyway, who's retiring?
Well, not me. Not yet. But retirement is something that every man jack of us thinks about from time to time.
Every woman jill of us, too, McGee. Well, go ahead now. There's more to retiring than just thinking about it.
Uh-huh. Retirement, that is really carefree retirement, has to be planned for. And the best way to start is with a Prudential Retirement Income Plan.
And the best time to start is right now while you're earning money. With a Prudential Retirement Income Plan, you can be sure of a monthly income when you reach the age you want to retire at.
And you'll get this regular income, money coming in every month for just as long as you live. Molly, did you want to say something?
Yes. Yes, I did. Mm-hmm. Folks, why don't you call your Prudential agent? He'll tell you how you can see all your retirement dreams come true with a Prudential Retirement Income Plan.
How did it happen? I'll tell you how it happened. I was walking down Oak Street, see? Down near the end. Not far from the bus station, when this kind of seedy-looking character loiters out of a vacant doorway, and he calls me.
Hey, Jack. Hey, psst. Hey, come here.
What you mean, come here? You want to talk to me, Buster? You come here.
Well, I just didn't want nobody to see me on account I'm kind of embarrassed. Come on over in the doorway. I want to ask you a question.
Ask.
Look. Mac, I want to get to Slow Rapids. I got to get there in the worst way.
That's easy. Just go down to the bus station and hop on the next bus marked Slow Rapids Express. If there's a worse way to get any place, it ain't been invented yet.
But that's my problem, Mac. To get on a bus, you got to have the bread.
Bread?
The dough, man, the kern, the gaiters. You can't get no place these days without first you're in Cashville. And me, if it was a nickel fare to the planet Mars, I ain't got enough to pay me way from here to the curb.
Well, there's the community chest. I'm a subscriber to it.
So am I, Max. So am I. It ain't I'm insolvent. It's just I happen to be temporarily financially frantic.
Well, if you're looking for a meal...
No, nothing of the sort. I ain't looking for charity. Oh, the last thing. You see, I got me this job over in East Slow Rapids.
At the roof and paper plant?
Yeah. How'd you guess? Well, I'm due out there in an hour.
An hour?
Yeah, I'm going on the night shift, see? Well, seeing as how I got this swell new job, I bought me this beautiful cigarette lighter, see? Cost me $5 made in Paris. Then I had me some lunch, and then I come down here, and so what do I suddenly find?
Well, my wife is waiting for me at home, bud. Give me your life story some other time, huh?
Wait. I find I'm out of cash. Dough, bread, not a sou. I spent it all. Can't get the East Slow Rapids to take me job in the shingle factory.
Roofing paper.
What I said. So I'm desperate, you see, Jack? Now here, you take this brand new lighter I paid $5 for just now made in Paris. Give me a buck and a quarter so as I can get the East Slow
Rapids. No, I don't smoke cigarettes.
You smoke cigars, don't you? Or you're carrying them in your pocket for friends. This lighter here works better on cigars anyways. Here, try it. Go on.
Sure is nice looking. Lights right up, too.
What you say, Jack?
Well, I'll tell you what. If you've got to get to East Slow Rapids, I'll give you 75 cents.
75 cents? Give me back that lighter.
Here, but that's the fare to East Slow Rapids, 6 bits.
Oh, yeah. Only, well, I need some reading matter on the way over, you see. I'll tell you what. Let's see. The Wall Street Journal costs a quarter. Give me a buck. You can have this genuine Paris lighter, huh? $1.
Okay, I guess that's fair. Let me see. Oh, look, all I got is a $5 bill.
Oh, that's all right, Jack. Here's your lighter and $4 change. Now, let me have the $5. Thank you. Now, I got to catch that bus.
That's the way I happened to pick up this fine, genuine Paris cigar lighter for only $1. Ain't it a beauty, Molly?
Very pretty. But one question. Does it work?
Oh, of course it works. What a question. The minute he handed it to me, it worked beautiful. Haven't had a chance to try it driving home, but just watch.
Uh-oh.
Now, don't get all excited. Dad rat it. It worked perfectly down there.
It always does. Otherwise, you'd never buy it.
Doggone this phony, miserable, clumsy piece of mechanical monstrosity anyhow.
Maybe something's the matter with it.
Of course something's the matter with it. What else could something be the matter with?
Might be something the matter with you.
Huh? Oh, no. It's in the works here. Must be the flint. Yeah, it ain't sparking, that's what it ain't. I'll just unscrew the spring that holds the flint and... Whoops! Oh, where'd it go? It must have flew off in this direction.
Oh, I don't think so, Miguel.
Well, turn on all the lights, Molly. Help me look. Gee, if I don't find that little spring, this beautiful Paris lighter is a total loss, and it's too good a bargain to lose the light.
There's more fun with the McGee shortly. February is the month to join your neighbors in the nationwide fight against heart disease, the nation's leading cause of disability and death. In the United States last year, this number one health menace accounted for approximately 800,000 deaths, more than all other causes combined, including accidents. The eventual control of heart diseases through the development of new methods of prevention and cure is the goal of the American Heart Association, the only national health agency devoted exclusively to combating diseases of the heart and blood vessels. February is the month when you are asked to support the Heart Fund campaign. Your contribution provides for vital research and also makes available to the general public information that will help to eliminate many misconceptions and fears about the human heart and heart disease. If you want to safeguard the future of your heart and the hearts of those you love, give generously to your Heart Association in care of your local post office.
Some bargain. Dad rat this flam-wangled, rim-jangled, wrinkled dumper anyhow.
McGee, watch your language.
Well...
Did you get the spring back in all right?
Yeah.
Did you check the flint good?
I put in a new flint and new fuel. Even put new cotton in it. It just don't light.
Take a match to it. Maybe that'll help. Or better still, take a sledgehammer to it.
You said it.
If you want me, I'll be in the kitchen, sweetheart.
Okay. Come in.
Hi, Mr. McGee. Hi.
Oh, it's you, Teeny. I'm kind of busy right now, sis, so...
Oh, boy. Hey, that's a keen-looking lighter, I betcha.
Yeah, it looks swell, but I can't get it to light. Can't understand why it works so good when the guy demonstrated it and not now.
Oh? Did you buy it out of a store, mister, or from some fly-by-nighter, hmm? Where'd you buy it?
What do you mean? What do you mean, fly-by-nighter?
Well, I heard this program on the radio. Do you listen to the radio much, hmm, do you, hmm?
Oh, sure. What'd you hear on this program you were listening to?
About how these crooksters who sell you nice-looking things which don't work operate.
Oh, yeah. What did it say about them?
Well, they nab you when no one else is around, see?
Say, that's right.
And they give you some fancy story, and they offer you something awful cheap, and it looks good and it works good, only when you buy it, that's not the one they gave you.
No?
No.
Oh.
No. And after you try it, they take it back in their hands, and then they give it the old switcheroo.
Switcheroo?
Yeah, switcheroo. They substitute a cheap imitation for the good one, and that's what they sell you.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh, I'll bet that's what happened to me. Why, sure it is. Oh, I see. Well, two can play at that game. Oh, Molly?
Yes, McGee?
Climb into your coat and hat and hurry. We're going downtown right now. Teeny, you stay here and mind the house, will you? Hurry, Molly. Come on, let's go.
But why do you want me along, McGee? If you expect me to hold the man while you punch him in the nose, that's out.
No,
You hold him and I'll punch him in the nose with my handbag, because I can...
No, no rough stuff, kid. All I want's a witness. Shh, there he is, right down the street there. See? In the same place. That dirty faker.
What are you going to do? Now, don't get into any...
Don't you worry, you'll see. I got my hat down over my eyes, and I'll disguise my voice. Like this. So that guy won't recognize me.
Oh, great.
You stay here and look at this store window, but keep one eye on us for a witness.
Hey, Jack, come in.
Yeah?
Look, I gotta get to East Slow Rapids in the worst way.
Well, the worst way is...
I know, by bus. Everybody's a comic in this town. Well, anyways, I'm temporary broke. And all because I went and bought this swell $5 made in Paris lighter.
Oh, is that so? Oh, that's too bad. Let me see that lighter.
Sure, sure. Here, try it. Go ahead.
Sure is a beautiful lighter. Lights right up, too. Works every time?
What else? A $5 lighter. Try it again.
Okay. Yeah, it sure does work. Works every time.
So I tell you what, Jack, give me $1.25 and it's yours.
I'll give you 39 cents.
39 cents? Why, you cheap little... Give me back that lighter. Give me it.
Okay, okay. Don't grab. I'll give it to you. Now, here's your lighter back. Well, it's nice talking to you, Si. So long, wise guy. Come on, Molly, let's go.
What happened? What'd you do? You didn't even ask him to give your money back.
Nope. I fixed him all right. Come on. Come on, around the corner here.
I don't get this, McGee. Who fixed who? You come down here to get your money back, but...
I did better than get my money back, Tootsie. Look, that guy's racket is the old switcheroo, you see. He lets you try out a good lighter, offers to take a buck for it, then when you pay him, he switches lighters on you and gives you a cheap thing that don't work.
Not me. You he gives it to.
Well, I'm just a little too fast for him this time, kiddo.
You mean you...
I switcherooed him. I took his good one that he uses for the swindle, but when he asked for it back, I slipped in the one he sold me this afternoon.
Oh, good for you.
I fixed him. Watch this lighter, kiddo. This is the real... This... Huh? Well, dad rat the dad ratted. This thing don't work either. That dirty rat. He switched my switcheroo.
We'll say goodnight to Fibber and Molly in a moment. This is John Wald with some advice to help you through those busy weekday hours. Stay tuned to NBC for the finest in daytime entertainment. Monday through Saturday morning, for example, you'll hear Mary Margaret McBride, one of your favorite people for many years, in an informal program featuring items of interest to women everywhere, plus some entertaining and informative highlights designed to keep you up to date in this busy world of ours. Also in the morning, you'll find quiz fun with Strike It Rich and the Phrase That Pays. Then in the afternoon, drama with your longtime friends like Just Plain Bill, Young Widder Brown, Stella Dallas, and Lorenzo Jones. And you're sure to enjoy the delightfully different show, Hotel for Pets, a new feature brought to you every weekday. And the unusual interview show called It Pays to Be Married with Jay Stewart as Master of Ceremonies. All these and many more to brighten your morning and afternoon hours and speed the busy week on its way. Just keep tuned to NBC Radio.
Say, Molly, did you see this item in the Gazette?
No, McGee, what is it?
It says radio station WGY in Schenectady is celebrating its 33rd anniversary on the air this month.
Oh, imagine that.
Remember how we each used to take one earphone and listen to it on our old crystal set?
Yes.
Boy, the corny old jokes we used to hear.
We're still hearing them over WGY.
We are?
Sure, on Fibber McGee and Molly.
Oh, yeah, then.
Congratulations, WGY, on 33 years of service to the public.
Right. This pioneer station set the pattern for many of the stations that followed, and it's still one of the leaders.
That's right.
Good night.
Good night, all.
Fibber McGee and Molly is an NBC Radio Network production transcribed. The Peddler was played by Herb Vigran. This is John Wall telling you that tomorrow night begins a classic court case involving, who else? Mr. McGee. Don't miss a single exciting episode.
Join the great Gildersleeve for more fun in Summerfield tonight on the NBC Radio Network.